The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This is a podcast by The Straits Times and Money FM 89.3.
And it is time to check in with Claire Huang, Hong Kong correspondent for The Straits Times, to see what is happening in Hong Kong this week. Claire, good evening to you.
Good evening.
Claire, let's start with the COVID-19 situation there. How is it doing? Has it improved since the last time we talked?
Well, it has actually. Numbers have been falling. So today we had 6,600 cases and over 100 died. That's down from the, you know, the five figures, right? The tens of thousands that we had previously. In all, the situation has gotten better. Well, I mean, in total, we have had more than 1.15 million infections and over 7,700 deaths so far. But if you take a look outside in the streets, when you go around walking, you see that, people have started coming back out. They're shopping, they're having meals. And this is quite different from when numbers were hitting tens of thousands, where, you know, basically people were avoiding going out.
Well, the government has been receiving a lot of criticisms, I think, since COVID-19 started, actually, right? Or at least, you know, during this most recent wave. Were the critics fair in their criticisms? I mean, what to them went wrong? And is there an exit strategy for Hong Kong to return to zero COVID days?
Well, Mel, the numbers will tell you what went wrong. 97% of total fatalities occurred in the fifth wave of the pandemic. All these deaths, most of them were elderly folks. They were not vaccinated. Hong Kong started, you know, making a policy on vaccination voluntary. So it's the same as Singapore, right? The problem with it here is that the messaging from the start was messed up. The messaging was fundamentally flawed. You had GPs here sounding the alarm on vaccination, you know, saying people with underlying conditions, you know, might want to avoid these jabs. And then these are the very people who are at higher risk than the rest of the population, right? And then you've got the fears about how people were dropping like flies, because there were reports when, you know, if you remember when vaccinations first started, there were reports about how people had adverse reactions, you know, and even deaths. And so that stuck, because that got played up here. And then that was there was a fear-mongering, right? That's not helping, of course. And the doctors and authorities didn't come up swiftly to clear the air. They were at odds. So what else do we know about the start of the fifth wave? We knew that Omicron is very transmissible. So there was this expectation that it would spread like wildfire. And warnings came from health experts, you know. In that case, you know, it was a matter of time. The seniors were right smack at the front of the firing line, because they were not vaccinated. A lot of them were not vaccinated. I mean, the vaccination rate has gone up, which also means higher risks of deaths if they're not vaccinated. So it's not rocket science, right? So everything's linked. And the government was slow. I think a lot of people were upset with the fact that, you know, it's been 2 years. It doesn't have a backup plan. Hong Kong has always used the test and isolate strategy. But it couldn't keep up with the volume. So everything fell sideways. And then they just continued to tighten the measures. There is no timeline as to when Hong Kong will reopen its borders, not even to the mainland, which is now trying to cope with the virus that is in part led by, sort of triggered by Hong Kong. We have no idea when the now shelved mass testing will be. But if it's any gauge, the best time to do it has passed. As Chief Executive Carrie Lam said, you know, because she's saying that experts say that it's best done, mass testing is best done at the start or towards the end of a wave. So we're kind of still in the middle here, although it's tapering, it's going to take time, right? So, you know, you're seeing a pattern here, essentially, where things are either slow or not moving at all. And, you know, while Hong Kong is grappling with this COVID situation, Mrs. Lam admitted that, you know, there's a brain drain, but she expects a rebound and that talent will return. She said. So as for the zero COVID strategy, well, I will put my dollar on this. If Beijing tweaks its strategy to one that is more endemic, Hong Kong would too.
Okay.
That's what I think.
Yeah.
This podcast is available on our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Like us and rate us. And now back to our podcast episode.
Claire Huang is a Straits Times Hong Kong correspondent. All right, let's switch gears for a moment here. Claire, Britain's top judicial body announcing that it will withdraw all of its serving judges from Hong Kong's Court of Final Appeal. What led to this?
Well, the context is that two senior British judges, including the president of the UK Supreme Court, submitted their resignation from Hong Kong's highest court, the Court of Final Appeal. They said that by continuing, they would look like they're endorsing an administration that has departed from values of political freedom and freedom of expression. British Foreign Secretary Liz Truss has said that the situation has reached a tipping point where it's no longer tenable for British judges to sit on Hong Kong's leading court and would risk legitimizing oppression. Now, China has suddenly opposed and strongly disapproved what it views as UK's intervention into Hong Kong and China affairs. And the chief executive, Mrs. Lam, spoke at length on this issue this morning. She said the move is political, that British politicians and officials want to override the UK judiciary and interfere with the decisions of judges, that having overseas judges sitting on the Hong Kong Court of Final Appeal is not a legitimate endorsement of the Hong Kong government. She also made the point about, you know, like where in the world can overseas judges adjudicate national security cases? Very rarely in Hong Kong you can.
Okay, let's look at some business news now. IPOs in Hong Kong slumped to the lowest level since the start of the pandemic. Pandemic-related or too complex to reduce it to just the pandemic?
Well, Mel, it's a combination of factors, right? We have the pandemic. We also have geopolitical situations. So since January, 12 companies raised about 2.5 billion Sing dollars in IPO proceeds. That's based on Bloomberg data. And this is slightly more than the first 3 months of 2020 and is close to the tally for the first quarter of 2013. The 90% plunge from last year shows an extended slow activity that has, you know, sort of lingered in the second half of 2021 as China tightened rules for its companies seeking a listing abroad amid a wide-ranging clampdown. You know, IPOs also plummeted worldwide because of volatility led by the war in Ukraine, soaring inflation. All these added to investors' jitters. And if anything, more Chinese companies trading in the U.S. may decide to list in Hong Kong by way of introduction. You know, you have PAG, this Asia-focused private equity firm, holds a new energy automobile startup that makes affordable electric vehicles, and Belle Fashion Group, China's biggest women's footwear retailer. They're all working on IPOs that could each raise $1 billion US dollars or more.
Okay, Claire, thank you very much for keeping us up to date with what's happening in Hong Kong this week. Claire Huang is a Straits Times Hong Kong correspondent.
The Asian Insider Podcast channel is also available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Like us and rate us.